Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. Happy Friday. What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. And it must be a special occasion and a special guest if we're going to start the show hitting the ground running with company. And that is exactly what we got. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight. Mark Kestisher is in Indianapolis, where he is calling the game for ESPN Radio. And our good friend Kesty joins us now. Mark, happy Friday, sir.
Happy Friday the 13th to you. I thought maybe I was co-hosting there for a moment. I didn't know I was getting the rock star treatment of segment one, the A-block. Very impressive.
Yes, yes. Mark Kestisher, an A-block kind of guy. And look, if you want to stick around for the entire show, I just think you're probably busy because you have to call an NBA Finals game tonight. And Mark, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you've gotten this far in your prep or paid attention to the first three games that you also called. But the Indiana Pacers are up 2-1. What do you think the biggest factor is in their ability to pull ahead in this series, despite being fairly significant underdogs if you look at betting odds, et cetera, going into it?
Yeah, I think from the betting perspective, which has kind of baffled me anyway, and I know it works in different ways, but largely it's a great predictor of games and how things are going to shake out, is that Indiana is so much closer to Oklahoma City as far as ability to play than probably most of us imagined. I just think, first of all, you know, PJ Carlissimo and I have been on the West for over a month now. So when you see how well OKC has played and you watch them all season long, you're like, I don't care who comes out of the East. You know, this team is dominant. And then, you know, we got a little taste of Tyrese Halliburton magic in game one and the clutchness, if I could use that as a word, to the Pacers, and then we saw it again in game three, you know, when they gave OKC a little taste of their own medicine. They actually turned them over more than OKC turned over Indiana, and they got running downhill, as the kids like to say, and, you know, made all the big plays, tired out Oklahoma City, and, you know, it that's what leads to this 2-1 advantage, and now we hit this, you know, amazing inflection point where it's like, okay, we expect Oklahoma City to hit back and try to hit back hard and get this 2-2 going to their place, you know, for essentially a best of three with two at OKC. So that's what makes tonight so fascinating and still yet so confusing when the betting odds continue to get even bigger in favor of the Thunder.
It is kind of a weird bit, but they were a 68-win team. They did win on average, or their scoring differential in the season was double digits, and those things typically mean you're going to win the title. So Vegas is probably on some level being like, we think they're still going to win. We're just going to try to make our money back. We'll leave that stuff to the people who make the lines. When you look at the actual basketball market, especially as someone who has watched so much of Oklahoma City over the last 2 months and all season long, is there any other team that you can remember that can play with them this way? Because I think one of the stats that kind of I guess it surprised me. It's, to be honest, when I looked at it pre-series, I'm looking at the pace numbers in the NBA during the regular season and, you know, just expecting to see how much farther ahead Indiana is. And then you realize Oklahoma City actually played at a faster pace than Indiana in the regular season. Yet it does feel like Oklahoma City's best bet is to maybe slow this thing down, especially in talking to Dagenau and the coaching staff and folks around that team. Is that accurate that Oklahoma City has actually found a team that can run with them? And in fact, they might benefit from slowing the pace in this series.
Yeah, you know, Mark Daigneault is hard to, you know, kind of crack the code on him because, you know, he feels, and probably accurately so, that his team can morph to whatever style you want to play. Because the first team I thought about when he kind of posed, you know, who else could maybe do this or has given them some kind of trouble, you know, the first thing I thought of was the Denver Nuggets because they were in the same exact position a month ago. They were up 2-1, and Oklahoma City was on the road like they are tonight. And if you go back, and I went back to watch the game because I wanted to see some of the details of it, I had forgotten that Denver had an 8-point lead in the fourth quarter. And even though Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, was important in that fourth quarter, it was their bench. It was Wiggins and Wallace off the bench that both hit a couple of big three-pointers, and they narrowly escaped being down 3-1 in that series. And Denver does it, you know, a different way. You know, they don't necessarily play at that high pace, but they have Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray who can get going at any given moment. So to that end, I think I don't want to say they've met their match in Indiana. It's just, yes, there's going to be adjustments tonight, and more so than just, you know, where SGA, the pickup point is, you know, and all the different things we've been talking about the last couple of days. I think is this the day where the small sample size of their two big lineup is enough to make that call and go to Hartenstein and Holmgren in the starting lineup, which we anticipated for the entirety of the series. Now, I don't know if that's the answer to what Mark wants to do, and I certainly understand why he's going with a smaller lineup based on how good Indiana is. So, it's a great question to pose, and it, you know, it might be premature, even though they have the 2-1 lead and they have home court tonight for game four. We've just seen Oklahoma City bounce back too many times. Every time. They've bounced back every time. They've only lost back-to-back games twice all year, and that was November. And that was April. And in the playoffs, they have won every single time they have lost a game. So that's what makes tonight fascinating. But I think the original answer to your question after my long-winded two-minute answer was that Oklahoma City feels, you know, they could morph to any style. And I'm sure in the shortest in between, just the one day off in between games of this entire series, I'm very fascinated to see what kind of wrinkles they bring out tonight.
Mark Kestenscher, ESPN Radio, with us here on The Hoffman Show. He'll be on the call tonight. You can listen to it no matter where you're listening to us right now, the ESPN app. You can listen to it nationally. So I'm assuming everyone listening to us can listen to you, Mark, and that's where they can do it.
Appreciate the plug.
There you go. I'm sure your bosses do, too. I don't know how much my bosses do, but I'll take that up with them at a later date. as for some of the buttons that Oklahoma City can press tonight, I think that, to me, has been one of the more fascinating things in this series, Mark, is it does feel like Oklahoma City's bench is suddenly shorter, that this team that has gone 10-11 deep all year, they've played that many guys, but they haven't been as effective, where Indiana's depth has shown up every bit as much as it has all year. So which combos, which, you know, sacrifices, if you look at it that way, do you think are worth taking for Dagenau when you look at, or Dagenau, if you look at, you know, hey, maybe we play a little more Isaiah Joe, we lose some defense, but we get a little more shooting, or the double big, you know, Siakam's typically a double big killer, but maybe it's worth trying. What you mentioned the double big a little bit, but which ones do you think we see tonight? And as you and PJ prep for this game, what are the ones that PJ maybe thinks are is expected to see?
Yeah, I think the double big, obviously, the first thing we'll look for, because we'll know at what does the game start, 8:30? So by 8 o'clock, we'll get those lineups and see what direction Mark wants to go in there. But I think you hit on it. The number two thing for me, as far as wrinkles and changes, and I don't know if it was that Mark didn't trust his bench guys, or if just the way he was working his rotations, it turned out that, you know, he only ended up playing guys like Aaron Wiggins, who only played less than 10 minutes, as a matter of fact. Isaiah Joe only played for 4 minutes. The bigger Jalen Williams of the two Jalen Williamses, J. Will from Arkansas, played for less than a minute, like a cameo. I think it was like 30 seconds. And Kenrich Williams, again, guys that aren't major factors, you know, but still serve a purpose. Kenrich played 2 minutes, and that therefore, because they only really played eight guys, you know, they were going in high totals, especially with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander logging 42 minutes. So I think rotation is probably something that Mark and his assistant coaches have taken a look at to make sure that they, you know, have fresh legs when it gets to the fourth quarter, because that's clearly where Indiana gets you, you know, if you don't, if you get caught, you know, playing guys too many minutes, because it's pace and more pace. And then the thing that I don't think enough people noticed in the year, and I'll raise my hand on this too, now seeing it live up front, is Indiana's a much more physical team than people give them credit for. And they've been telling us since the start of the series, and really kind of pointing a finger at game four, in that the only games that only have one day off in the finals is between three and four. So they think that their physicality, in addition to their pace, would actually be better if they were playing every other day, like it was the conference finals. So tonight they get to prove it to us. You know, one day off, can our physicality, can our pace take a toll on Oklahoma City? So I think that that's an important aspect tonight for Mark Degnault, is to make sure his rotations are sharp and everybody is as fresh as they can be when it comes down the stretch.
So I was going to ask you about that next, Mark, because at the end of game three, there is no doubt Oklahoma City presented as tired, right? Caruso and SGA, like, they're getting knocked to the floor. They're taking a while to get up because it looks like they're just trying to catch their breath. You see some of the mental mistakes, the highlight Obi Toppin dunk, five blue shirts around him as he just skies by and puts that thing home. Have you seen that at all for Oklahoma City? Because, like, this is one of the youngest teams in the league. If you take our hometown Wizards out of it, I think they are the youngest team in the league, certainly the youngest team in the playoffs. You'd think they'd be fresh and all the benefits of youth. But they clearly seem like the physicality is wearing on them, the 94 feet of pressure by Nembhard all the time on SGA. Have you seen anybody else get to them like this? And if you have seen any glimpses of it, how do they react in those moments?
Yeah, I have not, is I think the easier answer. And then I'm always skeptical as well. I mean, we all saw it, so it looked like fatigue, and it probably was fatigue. But I'm always skeptical that when, you know, you have a 5-point lead at the start of the fourth, and next thing you know, you're down 5, 7, and 9. There's a little bit of give-up factor there as well, and the lowering of the shoulders, and you walk a little differently and hands on hips. So sometimes, you know, I'm not sure what is disappointment and what is actual, you know, physical fatigue, though it seemed pretty obvious that's what it was. I mean, they're obviously a team in great shape, but that was, you know, coming into the series. We didn't know, when you're racking up, what are the ways Indiana has a chance to win this series? And that's, you know, how we kind of vocalized it at the beginning, because it felt like Oklahoma City was, you know, this complete juggernaut, and they may still be when series comes to an end, but they were a team that might win in a sweep or a gentleman sweep in five. So I do think the pace is a real thing, because just as everyone has told me from the Indiana side, that you don't really know what the Oklahoma City defense looks and feels like until you actually play them. It's the same thing with Indiana. You don't really know how fast and how much of a pest they are for 48 minutes until you have guys like Andrew Nembhard up in your grill for all the amount of time he's on the floor, or TJ McConnell even takes it to another notch when he comes in off the bench. So I think some of it's justified and real, though I do, you know, have some skepticism as to knowing what the outcome was going to be if it looked worse than it really was.
I'll close with this, Mark, because it feels like all of our conversation is like, wow, Indiana, you know, they're up 2-1. They're so good at home. If they win tonight 3-1, there's going to be those discussions that are happening in all the pregame shows and all that kind of stuff tonight, because momentum is what it is, in terms of all these people that tell us momentum isn't real, and I'll leave that to them. But it certainly is real in our business. People talk as if the thing that just happened is going to inevitably happen again. But what if it doesn't? What if the series goes back to Oklahoma City at 2-2? How do you think each team feels if Oklahoma City evens this up and takes home court back tonight?
I think Indiana feels like they missed an opportunity, but clearly, you know, they're going to play the same game they play, because I think they feel that if they can keep it close and make this a 5-point game with 5 minutes to go, then this is exactly what they've done all season long. And I think if you're Oklahoma City, you know, you've won home court back and you're in perfect position. And they'll probably tell us, this is exactly what we learned in the Denver series. We were down 1-0. We won game two. We were down 2-1 on the road. We won game four. And even when it was forced to game seven, they had it at home and they won in a rout. So, you know, you have two games at home in a scenario in which the series goes seven games. So that's what makes tonight so fascinating. You know, I always feel like game threes and game fives are the pivotal games, we like to say in our broadcast jargon, you know, the pivotal fifth game of the series. And yet tonight, game four feels like everything swings on it for whatever reason. And even if Oklahoma City wins and we're like, great, they're back in home court, two out of three with two at home, you feel like you're chalking it up to Oklahoma City. And yet that would be an unwise move the way this series has kind of presented so far. And really what's made it such a fun series is two teams that are way more equal in talent than we gave Indiana credit for. And I hope that the folks who have ignored this series to this point start to come in and watch and certainly listen, because it's been fun basketball. And tonight, you know, at least presumably shows to be another good game coming.
All right, Mark, you just earned yourself a bonus question because Mark Hester, ESPN Radio, is with us. Have you felt like people are ignoring this series? Maybe I'm just all consumed by it because it's the biggest thing on the sports calendar right now. We're talking about it. It's great basketball, and I love great basketball. So on our show, we've done a ton on this series. But I almost feel like I've heard more about the narrative that people might not be watching than seen any numbers. I also might have missed ratings numbers or something. Does this feel, as someone who's called 10 years of NBA Finals now, does this feel any smaller than previous series? Because in some ways, because of how good the basketball is, I almost feel like it's felt bigger.
I will take bonus questions for $500, Alex, if that's okay.
Yes. I hope that's not $500 out of our budget, because we don't have that kind of money.
Do you have that budget? I was just, no. Going with a
Mark,
low number.
This is a local radio show. I don't know what you think you are right now.
You know, the funny thing, Craig, is I'm with you. I live in a sports bubble like you do, and probably most of your listeners do too. You know, I don't pay attention to current events anymore. I'm just like, I am in sports. So to me, it's like, what do you mean you're not watching? How could you not be watching this? So yes, I think I base it on at least the ratings I've heard. I only saw one rating. I'm sure there's been ratings for the other two games put out there. And it's always people are telling me the lowest rated finals since whatever, 2001, not including the bubble because of its time period and where we were, you know, in the pandemic at that point for whatever reason. So based on that, it feels like nobody's paying attention in record droves like they would if this was Lakers Celtics. But I'm with you. Everyone I know, all my friends, you know, that's all they talk about is this series. So I know people are watching. I just don't know if the non-sports fan necessarily, or the I watch NBA every night or a few nights a week fan, you know, the average fan that comes in just for the finals, I don't know if those people are watching. And generally, from what I've been told over the years, you know, you get a good series, people will watch. If Oklahoma City wins tonight, 2-2, game five, people are going to watch. You know, Stanley Cup Finals, if you haven't joined that one yet, you know, if you missed last night, shame on you. 2-2, going to Edmonton, people are going to watch. I would have to say listen. And they're going to listen.
Yes, they're going to listen on the ESPN app, which is available nationwide. Mark Kestisher, ESPN Radio, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Kesty, have a great call tonight. Appreciate your time here on a game day, and enjoy the rest of the series, no matter how long it lasts.
It's always great being on with you, and really looking forward to tonight. Should be fun.
Indeed. Thanks, Mark. See you.
You got it.
All right, that's Mark Kestisher with us here on the Hoffman Show, and man, to not pay attention to current events must be nice. I'll say that, especially with current events coming to us this weekend here in D.C. But the only thing I'm going to say about that today is everybody stay safe this weekend and do what you got to do to make that happen. It's going to be a weird weekend in the district for sure. As for the game, we will continue to talk about it as we go. And Anthony, I feel like breaking now and coming back for 30 seconds is not the wisest thing I could do. So we'll just talk a little bit about this game now, and then we'll take a slightly longer break and then come back at 4:30 with Clinton Yates. And he's going to talk to us about this game as well. But if I look at this game tonight, in many ways, it's similar to what I've been looking for. How, to use everyone's favorite word, aggressive is Tyrese Haliburton? How aggressive is Pascal Siakam? Those two are the canaries in the coal mine for the Indiana Pacers. If Halliburton's taking those floaters, taking those shots that we are accustomed to him, or that we, I should say accustomed, that we were got accustomed to him passing up, that he took in game three, that he said, all right, these floaters, these mid-rangers, this is what I need. These are the shots that are available. Or if he's just passing it out nonstop, or is there an adjustment from Oklahoma City? Do they try to make him get all the way to the rim and hope that their length can bother him? I think that's a question. Can Siakam get out on the break and do what he's doing? And then I think, obviously, SGA, is he getting shots off? And is he getting help? Because he has consistently been, to use the word again, aggressive in this series. He has consistently been able to get to the rim. He has not been able to get to the free throw line nearly as much, which is obviously a huge part of his game. And I think that is something that we're going to have to monitor tonight, is can he get to the free throw line? Does he find ways to score without getting to the free throw line? Because he definitely can do that. But I do feel like, Anthony, the wear and tear, the fatigue of being guarded by Andrew Nembhard nonstop, 94 feet all the time, is getting to SGA. And with just a day in between, that could be a massive factor in this series, and obviously in game four tonight.
Yeah, the physicality is definitely getting to SGA, and also the fact that he's not getting some of the foul calls that we saw him get throughout the playoffs and even the regular season. And I feel like this was one of the problems James Harden had when, 2016, during his MVP campaign, where he was lights out in the regular season, getting to the free throw line at will. And then you get to the playoffs, and it's a different caliber of physicality that, you know, the refs are allowing people to play with. So I think some of the bumps and, just hits on the arms that he was getting, like, he's not getting anymore. So it's more so he has to be more intentional about actually trying to score as opposed to deliberately just trying to draw fouls. I think that's one thing. And then also, I think Chet Holmgren, he's important.
He's got to play better.
Yeah, like, he started last game hot. He had 13 points in the fourth quarter, but then you have 6 points the rest of the game. That's unacceptable. So I think his consistency, the first game and the third game, like, you got to be consistent, and you got to be that third option that, you know, Jalen Williams and Shea needs you to be. Like, I think you look at some of the other big threes when Chris Bosh, was with Dwayne Wade and LeBron, they were winning games, but they turned it up a notch when Chris Bosh was able to, you know, be consistent and really have that impact. So Chet, if he can show up, if he can, you know, be consistent throughout the game, I think they can regain home court.
I'm going to do something I rarely do, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say something nice about referees.
Hey, okay.
I think something else that happens in the playoffs is you just have better referees. Like, true. I know there are some, like, Scott Foster is a controversial figure, and Ed Malloy is not my favorite, and I've seen those guys, and Tony Brothers, and, you know, I know way too many, referee names. What a dork I am. But, like, I've seen all these guys botch calls, but these are, by grade, the best of the best. And, like, again, the bar might not be terrifically high, but these are better than the average officials that you see during the regular season. And so if you can bait a normal official, if you will, and you get a better referee who sees that you initiated the contact and the defender actually stayed straight up, I'm thinking of the play where, you know, RJ and Doris definitely thought it was a foul, and they look at the replay, and they're like, oh, no, that was great defense by Nembhard. Yep. SGA went into him. Nembhard stayed straight up. He didn't move off his path. RJ did a great job of explaining exactly why it wasn't a foul, and he doesn't get the call.
Yep.
That's correct. Is that a call he gets in the regular season? Maybe, but he shouldn't. So I think part of it is, do they allow more physicality? Yes. Are you also getting 5% better refereeing? And is that the difference? That also is something that's probably worth pointing out. And that's the last Sports Talk Radio segment you'll ever hear that says something nice about referees. When we get back, Clinton Yates joins us to continue talking about this NBA Finals here on The Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. If you hear Paramore on this show, that means it's time to welcome in Clinton Yates. Isn't that right, Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Isn't that right, Clinton?
It is right. I appreciate it. And by the way, the third song you can add to your rotation of that is Still Into You by Paramore. It is not Misery Business. It is not the song you just played. There is a third that is very popular. So put that in your system, Anthony.
You said Into You?
Yeah, yeah. I'm Still Into You.
I'm
yeah.
Still Into You. Okay, I got you.
Great.
Okay.
Great song.
All right. I just want you to know also that I have accepted your apology, sir, for pump faking the listeners with my jam. I almost freaked out. I heard you guys talking about it. But, yes, that threw me off big time. But we're back, so it's all good.
All right. If you ever wondered if Clinton listened, yes, Clinton does listen to the show, boys and girls, because he nearly, quote-unquote, crashed out earlier this week when he heard Paramore, and he was listening to the show not through the phone because he was about to come on.
Exactly. Exactly right. So what's up, man? How are you this week? What's going on?
Doing well, as well as we can. And, we're quite enjoying the NBA finals, cause they've been quite enjoyable. And we just had, our pal Mark Kestenscher on to talk about it, who's of course, calling the game for ESPN Radio, tonight for your fine company. But Clinton, this finals 2-1 Indiana is a surprise in that, Oklahoma City is a 68 win team who had a huge, you know, a bunch of metrics that suggested they were going to dominate this series. And yet, I am not that surprised that Indiana is up 2-1 at this point. Where are you on the surprise-o-meter, 1-10?
The surprise-o-meter is at about a 4, but it's not because of the Pacers. It's because of the Thunder. I just kind of feel like there's something missing in terms of not talent, but this is something that I talk about a lot, that there's no real way to regulate this. It doesn't appear that anybody on that team is mean enough to kind of want this in a way that indicates to me that they're definitely ready to take this from the Pacers. And now that doesn't necessarily have to be the case for every team, but it just seems noticeably kind of not there. For as dominant as Shea has been, he still feels very much like the kind of guy that goes along and gets along, so to speak, is going to get his and therefore, you know, is going to add up numbers. But I'm just, there's nothing that makes me look at that Thunder team right now based on the way they played and say, you know what, I'm kind of afraid of that guy, which is a factor when it comes down to getting the Larry O'Brien trophy.
It definitely is. And, you know, fear in a basketball sense, like Steph Curry is terrifying,
right?
Even though he's
right.
the nicest dude in the NBA, potentially. And Shea, obviously, he's shown killer instinct at times, some of the big games he's had. But as you are my friend and you host a show called Clinton and Friends, it seems like you're the correct person to ask about a friend theory here. But how much do you think the fact that he and Nembhard, the guy who's guarding him 94 feet for 30-plus minutes a night, have known each other since they're 12 years old? And whether it's like they just like we all have that person that we played against a ton, and even though they're better than us or we're better than them, the equation doesn't quite add up that way because of familiarity. Like, do you think that's a factor here?
You know, it's an interesting thing to think about, because also the question is whether or not that can even be controlled. Is there any real way to change the reality of that in terms of the human dynamic? And I just don't know that there is. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that's the entire part of it that's affecting the series. I mean, I think Chet could be a lot better in terms of a lot of different things. But the question is whether or not, if that's just something that guys just don't have in them in terms of how they play the game, you're not going to grow it up. You're not going to grow it suddenly in the finals because some idiot like me is on the radio talking about it or whatever, you know? And that's where I just do wonder where Dags comes in, Dagno, about, is this really all it can be? And the talent might be one thing in a night-to-night sense in the regular season, but the familiarity of facing the same opponent over and over again, if that changes the way you attack how you are as a basketball team, that's just not good, you know?
Yeah, and part of it's the familiarity, but part of it is just like he knows every single move that Shea's got.
Right.
And there's a fearlessness in approaching Shea that most dudes don't have, because Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is awesome at basketball, has averaged 30 a game for two straight years, and is the reigning MVP. Clint Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. On the other side, if you look at the star power, there's the is he aggressive enough conversation around Tyrese Halliburton. There's the is he a superstar conversation around Tyrese Halliburton. I guess I'll ask a neutral version of the question. What have you made of Tyrese Halliburton in this series particularly, where he was obviously phenomenal in Game 3, but there's all the talk coming out of Games 1 and 2?
I think this is what you get with Tyrese Halliburton, and I also think that he's just young enough where I don't know that the cement has set yet as far as who he can be as a player in this league regarding his ceiling. And part of the reason why I don't think that I'm going to set that yet is because you don't have to. Pascal Siakam, as far as I'm concerned, is as important of a player, if not more so, than Halliburton. Halliburton just happens to be the guy that, A, is kind of more famous, and B, has hit some shots in clutch positions that have made him seem as if he is therefore more important to the overall whole. I still think that Siakam is the guy that has to really be on his game in order for this team to actually get over the hump. As for Halliburton, you know, yeah, he's hit or miss. I mean, that's okay. I think with these, according to Hoyle, ideas we have of what superstars are supposed to do or what that even means, honestly, I get very frustrated with that conversation, because in my eyes, stardom really has nothing to do with how good you are on some level. It has to do with how much people like you, which are two different things. I think Halliburton is still figuring out who he is in this position with this team, this good, this far into the playoffs, and that to me is understandable considering how, you know, where he is in his career.
So I'm going to run another theory by you, because I know it's your favorite thing in the whole world.
What
some of the comparisons I've heard for Halliburton are Nash and Chris Paul, as in Steve Nash and Chris Paul, where they're guys that didn't necessarily average 20 a game for their career. I don't know that Chris Paul ever averaged 20 a game in a season, which feels preposterous, but I don't think he ever did. But he was the best point guard in the league for a long time. Nash, best point guard in the league for a while, multiple time MVP. But the frustration at times for both of them in some of the biggest spots was the same criticism we hear of Halliburton, where it's like, hey man, you're going to have to shoot more. Like, we need you to generate more points directly. And I look at Game 3, and Tyrese Halliburton seems to have understood that, and he plays a game that helps them win against this Oklahoma City juggernaut. And it actually made me kind of think about the three of them, of like, is the next level of that, of the is part of the reason that Nash and Paul never won championships is because there is that next level where the margins are so fine at the top of superstardom in this particular league that you do need to, you know, as you said, the cement hasn't set. And if it sets for him at a slightly more aggressive to shoot mentality, could that put him in a different place as a winner than some of the guys that are maybe the similar archetype before him that never reached that top step of the Parthenon?
I think so, and I think it's required. It's such an interesting thing about the psychology of sports, too, is that why doesn't it happen for some guys? What goes on in their heads that makes them not want to be the person that a lot of people think that they can be? And I think a lot of it has to do with people's generalized ideas about their own levels of accountability. If you start shooting more and you are not making more shots, well, then it thus becomes on you that your team has not won. And some people just don't kind of have that in them to be able to move to that level of accountability, never mind success in their minds. I don't know Tyrese that well. I do know a couple guys who have coached him, and it's just, you know, I don't know. You hope to see it. You think about it, and winning is one thing, superstardom is another, but you can't fundamentally change people's personalities for the purposes of playing a game. And that's where, you know, things get really interesting when it comes to the concept of sports psychology overall.
Clint Yates, Clint and Friends on ESPN Radio with us. He's actually live in Omaha right now. If you want to check out any of the College World Series coverage, check out ESPN.com and Anscape for Clinton's writing on the College World Series. But on the NBA front, last thing for you, Clinton, if Oklahoma City is going to come back and do this, like, one, do you think they have it in them? Two, how does that happen?
Yes, and I told you, this mean man theory to me has to extend to Chet Holmgren. I've been talking about this the entire series. I never would have thought before the playoffs, if you told me that the fulcrum to what that team is going to be that guy. But now I genuinely believe that. It's not about him necessarily having to score 50 or block 10 shots or anything like that. But there's just a mindset you can tell when that guy is in a certain space, they have a much better spacing on the floor. They have a better attitude about who they are. And I do think, as he goes, to some degree, go the Thunder. If he can find that next level that we've been discussing throughout this conversation, that's when the Thunder get over the hump.
Clint Yates, Clint and Friends on ESPN Radio. Are you on the radio right now? Obviously, like, you're on it with us right now, but like, are you doing the show from Omaha, or are you taking off?
Did a couple shows from Omaha, and just to give you an idea of how real it got, I was sitting in the press box, and today, it was before, while they were taking BP, they were washing the windows, so this guy's jamming this mop up against the window frame, making all kinds of noise when I'm trying to talk on the radio. There was nothing I could do about it. It was really funny. So,
Yeah, can you settle down? This is a national show right here. I don't know whose windows you think you're cleaning right now.
It was on
now.
A stick. He wasn't even in front of me, so I couldn't even signal him. The guy was way below. I couldn't even see the dude. It was just a pole that appeared with a mop on the end, cramming in my face. It was funny. So, yeah, very hilarious.
Did you have it on camera? Could you turn the camera around?
I tweeted it. Yes, if you want to go to my feed, you can see the windows getting washed while I'm yapping on ESPN Radio.
Beautiful, beautiful. Clint Yates, 10 a.m. to noon weekdays on ESPN Radio. Appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Gregory. Anthony, apology accepted. See y'all later.
Thank you, brother, man.
Anthony, you feel good about that?
I do indeed. I do.
Good. Excellent. Everybody feels good. Let's take a look at what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. It's a busy weekend in DC sports. We'll preview it coming up in about an hour and a half in our weekend preview. And we'll start previewing it with a pretty important participant. Shannon Harris, the head coach of the DC Defenders, joins us at 5 o'clock. UFL championship this weekend. Shannon, technically the interim coach, still took over right before the season and has led his squad all the way to the verge of a title. Shannon Harris at 5 o'clock. Little story time now, though, because Anthony Haney, you played in you played some pickup basketball yesterday for the first time in a while, yeah?
I played in my first men's league basketball.
Oh, it wasn't even pickup. Yeah, it's a league game.
League game. And how many years? I didn't play last summer. So it's been 2 years since I played in a men's league. And I don't play basketball a lot. I play a lot more football. But yes, I made my debut yesterday. They asked me to come back next week because of how well I played.
Okay.
So
tell me about it.
I don't know if I'll be there.
Tell us about it.
Next Thursday is Juneteenth, so I don't know if I'll be there for that game. But
yeah, we won't be. By the way, we don't have a show next Thursday, so everyone.
We don't.
Everyone enjoy whatever is happening on this show. We're off on Thursday.
And then the weekend after that, I'll be heading to Paris, and then the weekend after that, I'll be in Barcelona at that point. So they won't see me for about a month. Yeah.
Oh. Well,
if the league is still going, I don't know.
Way to get their hopes up.
Yeah. I say, so yeah, like, yeah, yeah, I got you.
What were you scared of going into the game?
So my friend actually made fun of me because he had told me they were going to be light. He was like, yo, you want to run? And luckily for me, I have my shoes in my car. I keep those shoes on me. And I had on some shorts yesterday. So he texted me. He was like, yo, you want to play? I'm like, yeah, I'll play. And then he's like, we're going to be playing the best team in the league. I'm, hold on, bro. My first game back and we playing the best team in the league. He was like, bro, just chill, bro. You're going to do fine. I was like, bro, it's still the best team in the league. So I'm like.
I mean, it depends on the league.
What, that too? I mean, I just hadn't played in a while. Like, in the last time I hooped at One Life, I was so rusty. I was missing layups left and right. It was
touch,
bad.
Yeah. The touch, but layups and handle. Those are the things that go. Your shot, you can get a nice beginner's luck on your shot.
Yeah.
But the handle and the layups.
Yeah. Not good. And also, I've been in the gym, so like I got calluses on my hands, so like the touch is like really gone. Like it's nothing there.
I've heard a lot of stuff over the years being around basketball and being around the gym. I've never heard that calluses on your hands from lifting can affect the shot.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me.
Maybe it is just you. Or, I don't know, I'm going to have to go shoot some hoops now, and every time I miss, I'm going to be like, it's the calluses.
Yeah.
You should see my squat.
I got some rough hands now, man. I don't like that.
Yeah. You gotta. Are you gonna go the? I feel like MJ used to wear like all the old videos of MJ lifting in the gym. He always had gloves on.
Yeah,
like Kobe did too.
I'm not putting on no gloves.
You're not doing the gloves?
Nah.
You got to make a choice then, bro.
I know. Just complain or just, you know, put up for it.
Well, it's like, it's not even complain. It's like, do you want the calluses or not? And if people are like, yo, what's up with that? Be like, hey, shooting hand. Got to keep that thing fresh.
Yeah.
You just wear a glove on one hand? Right hand only? Shooting hand only?
I would look crazy in there.
That would be pretty funny. Be a funny bit.
I wouldn't
go viral on TikTok.
Maybe I probably would, actually. But nah, as far as the game goes, so I end up starting the game because my friend was late. So we didn't have five people to start the game.
So you walked in, you're like, I'm his boy.
Yeah.
Where is he? And they're like, he's not here. Cool.
That's a funny story. So I'm calling him like, yo, like who's on the team? He was like, yo, my man John is there. I'm like, bro, I don't know John.
And I don't know John. You're telling me things that don't help me.
And then he was like, do you see a team of black people? I said, both teams actually have black players, bro. So, like, I really don't know where to go. Like,
he said, what?
He was like, there's a, because, like, I mean, there are some teams that are mixed, but, like, the two teams that played yesterday were, like, predominantly black. I think their team had, like, two white guys on their team. But our team was just, like, all black.
You made it sound like you were trying to show up for, like, the Boston Celtics in 1958.
I'm saying, like, what am I supposed to do?
The team with Bill Russell on it.
No, it wasn't that easy to, you know, decipher like who. So he was like, just walk up to people and be like, are you John? Are you BJ? And luckily for me, the two people I walked up to were John and BJ. So, yeah. It worked out.
Wow.
So I had like 2 minutes to like warm up. Like I had no basketball. I had nothing. And then I'm starting. I'm like, oh, man, all right. Let's see how this goes. But like it started well. The opposing team started out in a 2-3 zone. And, you know, I know how to, you know, break down a 2-3 zone. So,
I went to Syracuse for this.
First three plays, we get threes, like, cash, cash, cash. Like, it was easy. And then they end up getting out of the zone, going into man. And then I see my friend walking. I'm like, yo, Ness, hurry up. I need a breather. And, Craig, guess how much time had gone off the clock before 90, I asked for a breather?
90 seconds.
A little bit longer. Two minutes and 45 seconds.
Game was a little fast paced for you.
Yeah, I was like, man. But I ended up staying in there for about like 5 minutes.
That's the hard part, though. You haven't even caught, especially if you didn't warm up.
Yeah.
Like I could get nerdy on the science of your anaerobic versus your aerobic energy systems, but just your second wind was coming.
Yeah. It just hadn't kicked in just yet. But yeah, he gets in the game. He does this thing. I'm just there, to be honest. And then I end up subbing in. And then they're like, bro, just go to work. So I start going to work. I catch the ball. I give him a reverse layup. I hit a three, and then I sub out again.
Because I was tired.
Yeah, I actually was tired. And I'm one of those, like with this team anyway, I didn't mind playing in, you know, 3 minute, 4 minute spurts. Because again, it's not my team. I'm out there for the cardio. I'm out there. I'm a little rusty. But I surprised myself. I didn't know I had a couple of the moves that I, you know, end up dishing out yesterday. And then in the second half, I had a tough layup. I'm not even trying to gas myself up, but I didn't realize I still had that in the bag. Like double between, hesitate between, pound the ball, bring it through with the left, bring it up with the right, reverse with the. It was crazy. I'm trying to get the footage because it was actually tough. I didn't know I had that in my bag still, but pretty cool finish. That was the highlight of my evening. I finished.
Sounds like it. And then you took another rest because you were tired.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah. Definitely, that's exhausting.
Yeah.
How do your legs feel today?
They're pretty good. I didn't play that many minutes. I want to say I played like 9 minutes in the first half, and then the second half I probably played like seven. So like 16 minutes, 40 minute running clock.
9 points. That's a pretty good outing.
5 assists. Ooh. I think I had 2 steals. No turnovers.
Y'all win.
Yeah, we won. We won by like 11.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's a good day of work, Anthony.
It's a good W.
Well done for you. And, you know, I guess you play enough football, you move around enough that you're not sore. Because, like, that's the thing. Is you start doing stuff that you haven't done, those movements, that's what gets you all sore.
Yeah.
That's when it gets nasty.
Yeah.
But thankfully for you, you're able to handle business and you're not sore yet. Or you're going to sit down on the train and go, oh, no. My legs.
I hope that doesn't happen. That would be bad.
Yeah, walking around New York all just like wobbly. Can't be having that.
No.
All right. By the way, speaking of Anthony getting on the train, Anthony's never ridden a train before, so we ought to dissect that later and give him expectations later on in the show. Up next, though, train all the way to the championship. Shannon Harris, head coach of the D.C. Defenders, joins us next before he plays for title tomorrow night here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.